Hey, a big thanks to our friends over at Prairie Fire Coffee, keeping us caffeinated all morning long, every morning here in the KFH studio. It's, man, I look forward to it every day. You know, I've got, as you know, Paul, I've got two little kids. I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Yes, you do.
I'm tired all the time. Literally, it's the only thing that like gets me excited about getting up and out of bed is knowing that I get to partake in some Prairie Fire Coffee here at the KFH studio. So we really appreciate them and their sponsorship of Sports Daily. On the line now is the host of Send It In and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, PJ Glasser. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to the Send It In podcast for more analysis. Just search Send It In wherever you find your podcasts. PJ Glasser joining us here on our live video stream and on KFH Radio. PJ, good morning. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys. Good morning to you. How's everybody doing?
You know, things are good. And I know that you made your debut with us here on Sports Daily a week ago. I wasn't on the show when you were here a week ago. So this is you, this is our first time, you and me, talking some betting. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, same here. It was awesome last week. We were obviously previewing the Chiefs and Ravens game. I was telling Paul and Jacob that I was a Ravens fan. So, you know, not the best coming back here this week, but it was an awesome game. Came right down to the wire. And I think Bengals-Chiefs, guys, is going to be a really good game as well. As you guys know, like whenever the Chiefs kind of go up against these top AFC teams, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Bills, like these games are always close. So it should be another good one this week.
100%. We're going to dive into some of the angles with the Chiefs and Bengals here in just a minute. But you mentioned the Bills, PJ. They play tonight on Thursday Night Football, traveling to Miami. You know, it's interesting with Buffalo, you know, especially in week number one, just kind of seeing the way that that offense is going to operate with kind of the depleted weapons that Josh Allen really doesn't have anymore there. Of course, Allen dealing with a hand injury, also on the road to Miami. What do you like in this game as far as an angle is concerned? Where do you think the good options are?
Yeah, guys, I like the under in this game, especially at 49 on BetMGM, getting that nice round number. The Bills, I mean, coming into the season, you figure they probably be a more run-heavy football team, right? Getting rid of their top two receivers and Diggs and Gabe Davis, James Cook emerging in the backfield for them. And that's what they did in week one. You know, Allen's pass attempts were limited. He didn't turn the ball over. He ran himself quite a bit. And on a short week, you know, again, while they're still trying to work on the chemistry with the receiving core and these new young faces, I like the under as well. Miami's got some injuries in the backfield. As we know, Mostert's not going to play. A-Chain's a game time decision. And these games in Miami, like Bills, Dolphins, always tend to be pretty low scoring, pretty sloppy. Tua's played 7 games in his career against Buffalo, guys. He's only thrown 2 or more passing touchdowns one time. So he tends to struggle in these games against Buffalo a little bit. And look, when you're talking about games in Miami in September, it's usually one of the best home field advantages because of the heat. But obviously, because this game is at night, it's not as much of a factor. So I think because of that, the Bills' defense will have a little bit more of an advantage is it would if it were like a Sunday 1 o'clock game. So I'm going with the under in this matchup, 49 tonight.
You know, I got to ask one more question about this particular game, because I think there's a factor that you haven't brought up, and I'm just going to throw it out there and see if this is a factor. And that is, I'll just tell you, I've been a football coach for over 30 years. I understand how football teams work, how they think, how they are emotional. And there have been so many distractions with the Dolphins right now. And you know all about them. Shoot, you can't watch a broadcast on television, on sports, and doesn't matter what channel it is, or listen to a sports talk radio show without hearing about Tariq Hill and all the things that are going on. You know, you have a football team that's had, what, 4 or 5 guys in handcuffs within the last week, and all kinds of things going on. Distraction, distraction, distraction. And you're around football enough to know distractions will kill a football team. Now, you're giving the Dolphins 2.5 points. But with all the distractions, all the things on these guys' minds, I don't know that that's enough points. I'm not here to tell you how to set your line. Please, I'm not doing that. But 2.5 points. I'm taking the Buffalo Bills all day long with only having to give up 2.5 points. What do you say about distractions? I know that's not a category usually, but distractions are going to be big on this football team.
No, definitely. Distractions are a huge part. Paul, it's a great point. When, like, as we do these kind of these shows throughout the year, guys, and we preview all these games, NFL and college, like, I'll talk a ton about spots and look ahead and letdown spots and sandwich spots and distractions and all these kind of things. So I love all those kind of factors in handicapping games. I will say, I think the fact that the Dolphins won on Sunday is a huge deal, right? If they had all those things with Tyreek Hill, they lost and then had to turn around on a short week, I think it might be a different story, but winning cures everything. And I think at the end of the day, the fact that they were able to win that game, I think the Jacksonville game probably would have been the game where there would have been more distraction just because it was the day of, kind of that shock to the system. You see all the videos like your best player getting arrested on the side of the highway. So now that they won and they've kind of had time to digest it a little bit, Tyreek's talked about it on various outlets, I don't think it's as much of a factor. I would probably take the Dolphins to win tonight on the money line. I wouldn't lay the 2.5 with them. But again, the under would be my play. And then the Dolphins, if I had to make a play on the side, I would lean towards them.
You know, PJ, one quick final note on this particular game, really with the division as a whole. I mean, I think after week one, the AFC East might be the most interesting division in the NFL. I mean, you know, with both Miami and Buffalo having double-digit comeback wins in week one, the Jets at moments looked like the team that we thought they would be, especially offensively, but the defense for New York let them down on Monday Night Football, and then the Patriots come out of nowhere to beat the Bengals. I mean, at this point, things can change a lot, but I mean, I kind of feel like the AFC East is wide open. If you're looking at a futures bet or something, is there a play or an angle with that particular division?
It's a great question. I think the Jets are probably the play, Tommy, if I had to make one, just because the Bills and the Dolphins obviously play each other tonight. So chances are one of those teams have to lose. And if Buffalo, you would figure New England probably going to fall to Seattle this weekend. The Jets are favored at Tennessee. This was a division, guys, in the offseason where Buffalo was pretty much favored the entire offseason. And then as we start getting closer and closer to the season, people are looking at these two rosters and kind of what the Jets did in the offseason and all the pieces that the Bills lost, and the Jets actually became the betting favorite. But look, Buffalo and Miami were favored in that game. The Jets were underdogs to San Francisco. So it's not like the Jets lost or they lost a game that they were supposed to win on paper. Yeah. The fact that you're kind of getting them at a better price right now, I still like New York in that division.
You know, we talked about just a moment ago, you mentioned the Patriots, and that was probably one of the most surprising outcomes of week one, them beating the Bengals. This is a Bengals team that they come to Kansas City this weekend on Sunday. They play the Chiefs, and you mentioned it to start off this entire segment that the Chiefs and Bengals and the history over the last few years is, you know, really intriguing. And with all the history between both of these teams, and there's been bad blood in years past and that sort of thing, I was really, really hyped up for this game until I saw what the Bengals did in week one. And then I'm like, well, maybe they're just not very good. And I know that there have been a lot of issues. Joe Burrow still coming back, trying to get 100% healthy. Jamar Chase just agreeing to a contract and, you know, not particularly game ready. I know they had him on a pitch count. T. Higgins out. All of those different factors that, you know, probably will be shored up to an extent when they play the Chiefs at Arrowhead on Sunday. But still, I don't know about you, but I feel like my excitement level in general and also how I want to bet this game, it's just kind of up in the air for me right now.
Well, and the lines reflected that, guys, because the look ahead before week one was Chiefs -3.5. And that line felt about right, right? Like Kansas City was 3-point favorites against Baltimore. Maybe Baltimore is like a half point better than the Bengals. Well, now this line got all the way up to 6, and now it's down to 5.5. And the stat that I absolutely love, guys, is that Burrow and Mahomes have played 4 times in their career, and all 4 of those games have been decided by exactly 3 points. So these games always come down to the wire. They're always field goal games. They're always close. I know a lot of people are going to take into what they saw out of New England. Honestly, I think Cincinnati was probably looking ahead to this game. I don't think they really treated New England with the proper respect. We all thought New England, there was a chance they might not win a game this season, but the Bengals are coming to Kansas City, and I'm sure the Chiefs are ready, and they know that they're going to get their best shot. Zach Taylor and Joe Burrow are 1-8 straight up in weeks 1 and 2. So for whatever reason, they always get off to a slow start. That's why I don't think the Bengals win the game. But man, history tells us, guys, that this is going to be a field goal game, a 4-point game. The fact that we're getting 5.5, 6, I like the Bengals to keep this game close.
I'm going to let Paul ask the next question, but I just wanted to jump in really quick. And I'm going to give my co-host Jacob Albrecht a little bit of credit, because okay, even though I wasn't on the show, he made sure to let me know that last week in this segment with you, he made it clear that he loved Xavier Worthy for the first Chiefs touchdown. And he bet it. I think he won a decent amount of money. So he's not here today.
Beautiful.
But I feel like I got to give him props. So I think that, you know, that was something that I know you guys talked about, PJ.
There you go. Why not? Hey, and one other game I'd like to visit with you about is Chicago Bears and the Houston Texans. That's a Bears getting 6 points. You know something? Here's the thing I like about this game. Houston's going to be a good football team. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up winning a division and getting into the playoffs and making a run. Chicago Bears, even though they've got a pretty good defense, Caleb Williams stinks. He stinks.
It's 1 week, Paul.
Well, he still stinks.
Okay. What,
is my thinking off a little bit? Because I sure like Houston, even though they're given 6 points. Am I off on this thing, PJ?
No, I like Houston as well. I would lay the 6.5 with them. And I think both results in the Houston and Chicago game last week were misleading, right? We know all about the Bears game. Tennessee was up 17. Bears have a couple defensive touchdowns. They averaged 2.9 yards per play in that game, guys. Like, it was historical stuff that Chicago, with the rookie quarterback and how bad their offense was able to win that game. Meanwhile, Houston easily could have dropped 40 on Indianapolis. You know, they had kind of, they mismanaged the clock late in the first half. They were settling for a bunch of field goals in the red zone. Like, Stroud in that offense looks exactly like it did last season. Really, really good. Houston's defense, I expect to be much better this week against a rookie and at home. So I'm with you, Paul. Like, anything under 7, I think it's a great price with Houston. I think they'd be a good look this week for survivor pools and all that kind of stuff. So I'm right with you. I like Houston. I'd lay the 6.5 with them.
Our betting insider, PJ Glasser from BetQL, joining us here on the program today. I think one of my biggest takeaways, PJ, from week one in the NFL, I was impressed by what I saw from the Dallas Cowboys on the road in Cleveland last week. I mean, I had a feeling, I'm not really high on Cleveland, I had a feeling they would probably win the game, but I didn't think that Dallas would dominate in the way that they did. Were you surprised by that and the way that all played out?
I was on last week with Jacob and Paul, and I told him that Cleveland was one of my favorite bets just because it was almost a fade at Dallas. And like, Dallas always tends to lose those kind of games when you get them like outdoors and they're on grass instead of turf, and Dak goes up against a good defense. But man, right away, you could just tell that Dallas was the right side. And obviously Watson did not look good at all for Cleveland. But now that Dallas is back at home, like, these are the spots where you want to back them. Dak in Jerry World, laying a big number, like, they tend to roll in these games. And I know everybody's going to be super impressed by what the Saints did, but the Panthers look like they're going to be a mess again this season. And Derek Carr going up against that pass rush for Dallas. Derek Carr is one of the worst quarterbacks in the league when you get him under pressure, right? No quarterback likes pressure, but Carr's stats when he has a clean pocket compared to when he's under duress is just very drastic. So I like Dallas. Again, like Houston, if you can get the Cowboys under 7 this week, I think it's a great bet. So I like Dallas to roll this week, guys.
Well, I think you're exactly on target too. I've got a couple questions, if you don't mind. Tommy, you mind if I switch to college real
yeah,
quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
Of course, I am fascinated with the Kansas football team. The loss in Illinois kind of shook me a little bit. I did not see that coming. I'll be real truthful. I thought Kansas would win that game, and I actually kind of thought they might win it fairly handily.
Yeah.
But with that being said, they go to they got UNLV coming into Kansas City, and they're 9-point favorites. 9-point favorites. That's a lot of points. What do you see when you look at UNLV and Kansas at this point right now?
Yeah, guys, UNLV is a really good team. They might be good enough to make the college football playoff this year as one of those group of five teams. They have a really good coach in Barry Odom. They got a young really good offensive coordinator in Brandon Marion as well. And I'm kind of looking at the over in this game at 58.5. We all know how great of a coaching staff Leipold and Kansas has, and that offense, especially when they're at home. So I would look at the points in this game and take the over at 58.5, but I would also go with UNLV at +8.5 as well. UNLV played Houston in week one, and for me, it was one of the most impressive performances any team had because of what their defense did. Like UNLV, you know they're going to be able to score points, but their defense played really well against Houston. And, you know, Illinois kind of put out the blueprint there a little bit about maybe how you could slow down Kansas, try and take away Daniel's athleticism, make it a little bit of a pocket passer. So I like UNLV plus the points. I think Kansas wins. I just think 8.5, 9 is too many. But I like the over as well. I think this could be a shootout, like a 34, 31 kind of game.
Yeah, you know, the Kansas game last week against Illinois, PJ, the under, hit big time. I mean, it was a 37-point total between the two teams a week ago. And I think that part of where the line is set is, you know, these two teams faced off in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl a season ago that Kansas won 49-36. I mean, it was a shootout. A little bit different this season. And I wonder, and this is more of a overall, maybe more of a philosophical question, I guess, when you're looking at college football, and it does relate to this particular game with Kansas this weekend. You're through a couple of weeks of the season, a team like Kansas, and there are other teams across the nation that have been this way, they're expected to have high-flying offenses, but they've been a little rusty. It's taken a little bit of time to get going. Do you bake that into when you're making these decisions as far as what you're betting, the time it takes for a team to get things rolling early on in a season?
For sure, especially a quarterback coming back from injury, right? Yeah. Like all that kind of stuff takes time. And guys, Kansas, and we can go into this Kansas State game as well. Yeah. Something that these two teams are dealing with are now, as you said, Tommy, like there's expectations with these two teams, right? So Kansas and K-State are used to being in the underdog role. Like you would love them when they would get Oklahoma, right, or Texas, right? Or right, some of those right, good Matt Rule Baylor teams like coming into Lawrence or Manhattan. And now with those teams out of the conference, it's like outside of Utah, like these are the two of the teams that are expected to compete for the league this season. So it's just an interesting shift and kind of change for these teams to deal with. So when you see Kansas laying like 8.5, 9, when you see Kansas State laying 7, it's tough for me to lay numbers with those kind of teams, just because when you're the underdog, that's one thing. But when you're favored, I mean, we saw a little bit of it last week with Kansas State against Tulane and how that game, yeah, you know, they almost got upset. So yeah, I think both games are going to be tricky this week for both of those teams. I think they both win, guys, but I would take the points with UNLV and I would take the points with Arizona as well.
Yeah, it's a top 25 matchup in Manhattan tomorrow night under the lights with Arizona coming to town. It's interesting because, you know, Arizona is obviously a really good team and a top 25 team. It's not a conference game, even though they're both in the same conference. So a little bit interesting there with that. Before we let you go, other favorite plays of the weekend could be in the NFL, could be in college. What do you like this weekend for our listeners?
Yeah, I'll give you guys one in college and one in the NFL that I really like. The college play that I love this week is going to be Utah State +20.5 against Utah, guys. It's a look-ahead spot for the Utes. So they got Oklahoma State and Stillwater next week, which is going to be a massive game. Cam Rising, their quarterback, got dinged up last week against Baylor. He might not even play in this game, but even if he does, this is just one of those games that Utah and Kyle Whittingham just wants to escape and get out healthy. The fact that they got to travel on the road to a group of five team and play Utah State, it's going to be their Super Bowl, right? Like Utah State's going to be playing that game to win it. They want to be this week's Northern Illinois, who upset Notre Dame last week, yeah, whereas Utah just kind of wants to escape and get by. And also an interesting nugget in that game, Utah State's quarterback is Bryson Barnes, who played quarterback last year for Utah. So I really like Utah State this week against Utah. And then in the NFL, guys, look, I'll fade my Ravens this week against Vegas and take Las Vegas +9 against Baltimore. We talked about it last week when we were previewing Ravens and Chiefs. Lamar is great as an underdog against the spread, and he normally wins those games outright. But when he's at home as a big favorite, that's when you want to fade him. He wins the games, but he normally doesn't cover those big numbers. We all saw Baltimore and their offensive line really struggle against Kansas City. Now you got Max Crosby and Christian Wilkins coming into town. The scheduling spot for Baltimore, too, is very tough, right? Obviously, an emotional game after playing Kansas City. Guys, there are three games on deck. They're at Dallas next week, followed by Buffalo and Cincinnati as well. So a tough start to the season for the Ravens. This would kind of be that one game for them to maybe just kind of cruise by, right? Not show too much. Lamar got beat up in that Chiefs game. So a lot of reasons I like the Raiders to keep that game close this week. And I like Utah State and college football as well.
Man, there are some really interesting angles and matchups for this weekend slate. It all starts tonight. The Bills on the road in Miami to take on the Dolphins. We really appreciate it, PJ. Thanks for being on. And of course, we'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it, guys. Have a good week.
All right, that was PJ Glasser, the host of Send It In, and he's an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Always appreciate having PJ on. It's been great, Paul, to have somebody with his knowledge coming in and, you know, being able to give us some good tips and pointers for betting.
Boy, PJ knows his stuff.
Yeah, buddy. He does.
He knows his stuff, and it's really been a lot of fun. Boy, it's going to be a fun football season with him. And, boy, the guidance he gives, I think, is spot on. I mean, I can't hardly argue with anything he brought up.
If you missed any of his angles, any of his favorite bets, you can always go back and listen to our show on the free Odyssey app. It's podcasted out each and every day. You can go back and listen as you're making your wagers for tonight or for this weekend. Definitely look at what he's doing, because this guy knows his stuff.
He does.
There's no doubt about that. You can also follow him on X, by the way, at PJGlasser9. We're going to step aside for a timeout, and that wraps up hour number one. On the other side, our K-State insider, Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com, will join us to kick off hour number two. It's Sports Daily coming right back.